Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Maryland's farms are just about ready to start cranking out some good fresh food this spring, and very quickly we're going to be washed away in a produce avalanche. Now, since we can't possibly eat everything we'd like to buy, we have to have a plan B. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, it's never too early to start thinking about preserving the bounty.
No, I agree. And I think everyone thinks of canning as what you do at the end of summer when the garden's just
makes
blowing
sense.
Up, right?
Yeah.
But that is the case. But there are a lot of things that we get in spring that we don't get the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason why you don't want to keep those around for a little while, too.
Because you can preserve the freshness if you do it right.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the general sort of canning rules is a big game of pH. There's two types of canning, sort of the boiling water and the pressure canning.
Right.
And you need stuff that's low pH to do the boiling water, which we don't get a lot of in the spring. Most of the stuff is a little higher pH, say like the tomatoes we get at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So your choices are either to pressure can them or to pickle them.
Right.
To use vinegar in the canning process. And to me, that's kind of the fun of the spring canning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the things we see, obviously, asparagus, right? You know, we're only going to get those in the spring.
Yeah.
And those are great to do, like to put in a jar. And to do things like tarragon and some shallot with it and some coriander. And you can, you know, I personally like to put those in my Bloody Marys every Sunday morning year round once I can up a bunch of asparagus.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly ramps are something that we're going to see in the spring. And I know it's a good season for them. They're starting to pop up everywhere. Those are great too. I think adding the vinegar and sort of doing a couple of different spices like juniper, black peppercorns, makes it a great little accompaniment down the road. Certainly, everything baby is going to be coming out right now, and I think one of the great treats is baby beets that have been pickled.
Yeah, great idea.
They're such a great addition to all sorts of things, and you know, there's a variety of different colors and different textures that sort of make canning them a lot of fun.
Have you seen these little yellow and red stripey things?
Oh, yeah. They're
amazing.
And they're great. And again, they sort of add a whole new dimension to salads, you know, going through the winter and things like that. Radishes are another one that to me just does great as sort of canned in vinegar, you know, in other words, pickled. I love to put them in my tacos throughout the winter and all sorts of different uses. I think if you're going to do this, you know, the boiling water, if you follow sort of the pickling process, the boiling water method works great. If you do want to sort of just preserve sort of as much of the purity of texture and flavor, you're going to have to pressure can them. But at that point, again, they get a little cooked. Not a lot. I mean, radishes will contain, you know, sort of continue to have a little bit of crunch. And then, of course, the great thing that's coming out in the spring that it's really hard not to can is strawberries.
Yeah,
This is strawberry jam time.
Of course.
I mean, if you are a fan of preserves, right now you'll be getting bushels and bushels of strawberries, super cheap, the little ones that are super intense in flavor. And making a whole big pot of strawberry jam and canning that throughout the to use throughout the year, it's going to be hard to beat for sure.
Oh, Jerry, this is just fabulous.
I've got all these recipes. We're going to throw them out on the website for you guys so you can do this at home once you start seeing this stuff showing up in the market.
That's great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.